Blog Talk Radio.
I love you, BT, when you don't pick what I pick to play.
Is really? It going to work? No? No? It's like, what? No, no music for you.
Oh, where is it? No.
Not that one I just showed you. No way.
I am so over here lip syncing.
No kidding, right?
Wow.
That is such a hilarious song.
Oh, God. When that song came out, Baby Natrix made me listen to it every morning when I took her to school. And I wish I could say I was lying for like 4 months straight. And her school was like a block away. So every morning, as soon as we got in the car, especially if it was cold, I had to play that song.
That's hilarious.
And when she was here, I had to watch the video at least 5-6 times in a row.
That's awesome.
And when she saw Felicia Day on Supernatural, it was like, Mommy, that's that girl from Date My Avatar.
Yes! Yes, that is Felicia Day. And she's so pretty.
We saw her on Buffy the other night. Mommy, that is that girl from Date My Avatar.
You know, I did not realize that she's older than I am.
Yeah.
She looks young.
Gaming always makes you look young, Ginger. Didn't you know?
Right.
That's why we play. We have to tell these women out there, if you want to stay young, it's not the makeup or the plastic surgery. It's the gaming. Get that stress out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. True story. Very, very, very true story.
Good morning, Joe there.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Joe. And I replied back to your Twitter, Mr. Joe.
Good morning to you. Oh, I so hate that I'm following Victoria's Secret on Facebook. Why am I following Victoria's Secrets? Because the shoes the girl got on is sick. Ginger, why? You're supposed to tell me not to look at stuff like that.
Corey, don't look at stuff like that.
It's too late.
Don't look at stuff like that.
It's too late.
How dare you? How dare you look at stuff like that?
It's too late.
Oh, well. I tried.
Thursday,
girl. I thought it was Friday all
you
morning.
You too? I was about to send out Follow Fridays this morning.
I know, because I got up. Oh, well, I got up. I got up when I was doing other stuff. And then I got in here, I don't know, about 15 minutes before the show, and I was looking at my email, and I was like, where's my 50 London Friday stuff? Why don't I have the announcement yet? Because it's not Friday.
Man, I thought it was Friday. I was waiting for mine. Serious, I was looking at my phone going, where's my Follow Fridays? Who am I following? Who am I saying hello to this morning? Oh, nobody wants to
say I need a weekend, but no, because the weekend just means more work. Oh.
Why did you say that W word?
I know, packing. Packing is such a pain in the tush.
Who are you telling?
That's fine. But anyways, they're here for news. Oh, but I have to tell you, I think I found a house. So, that's awesome.
In game, out of game?
Out of game. Real life.
Oh,
house.
You have to specify, because you know my mind
has
goes immediately.
Pool in the backyard.
Oh, hush you.
$45,000.
And here, wait a minute. My assistant just walked in with a cup of coffee. Baby Natrix, would you like to say good morning to the people?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay.
Okay. She is so cute.
You should see the way she walked in. She did look like an assistant. She had the iPad cradled in her arm and the coffee, and she sits it down. She looks at the iPad. She's such an old lady. Okay.
She's so cute.
I don't know if she'll be. Well, no, she can't fill in while you're gone next week. So I maybe have to grab snow, and this is going to get quickly out of hand. All right. Zombie Watch. I got to do it.
Zombie Watch. Oh, my God. All right. So what happened to the zombies?
Zombie Watch is not always real world stuff going on, but just happened to run across this. Dark Blood. Have we talked about that game?
Yeah, I think we did. I think we did the other day.
Yes, Dark Blood is headed over to Gamescom, and they have unveiled what they're calling Act 3, which will feature a zombie apocalypse.
Yay!
Yes. Dark Blood is, of course, a free-to-play dark fantasy MMO arcade brawler. It's got its own genre, and they said they are delighted, or they're going to be delighting us, the community, with an overnight level cap raised to level 40, a thrilling map expansion that includes deep exploration of the mythic Quarren Castle. Quarren, really? It's possessed dungeons and mobs, new mobs and bosses. What is going on here? It is the castle from the tutorial where you play. It's going to be the castle that's from the tutorial where you train under. Who wrote this?
I don't know, but I tell you, some of those some days are just.
Goodness, we do paraphrase a little bit when we read these to you guys, but sometimes you can't even paraphrase it out. Anyway, what they're saying that whatever's going on under the castle that where you train for the tutorial, there's supposed to be poisonous gas that turns the knights into whacked out zombies and goblins and one-eyed monsters with a lot of personality traits across dramatic cliffs and marsh intent and claiming flesh and soul and all that good stuff. They're saying it's so hardcore and the fighting is so fierce that you'll be left breathless. That's from Philip Yoon, who's the CEO at Outspark, who I'm guessing wrote this. No, Philip, no. They said the game is extremely challenging and unforgiving in this new territory and unbelievably alive and wicked. Anyway, Massively TV will be streaming some gameplay footage from the expansion today over on Twitch, twitch.tv. We've not made it over to Twitch, but we are coming. Be afraid, Twitch people. Jump into chat, and you can get your questions answered by Dark Blood director Daniel Chang. And if you want to see what it's about, you can pop over to their YouTube channel, which I'm assuming is called Dark Blood because they didn't give it to us. Or you can go over to playdarkblood.com and join live GMs for their epic PvP fighting tournaments where players can win huge prizes and leaderboard fame. Players can also win with the game guide UFC. Anyway, all kinds of good stuff going on there. Check them out. It's being published. Of course, Dark Blood is published by Outspark, developed by JCR Software, and licensed from Game High for North America and Europe. And I don't know who's writing your PRs, but tell them you do not use the Babelfish translator unless you actually speak English and know that it's not right when you place it into the PR. Wow!
Wow!
It is amazing. That was a train wreck in a PR. Sorry, guys.
Yes.
Game looks interesting. PR not so much.
Yeah. All right. Maybe if I can breathe and stop coughing up my lungs this morning. Oh, geez. Magicka. Magicka's got a free content update. Yay! Woot for a free DLC.
Look at that. Do tell us, darling.
Yes. Free new challenge and PvP content gives Wizards a sporting chance at gory glory. Paradox Interactive has good news and bad news. The good news is that all new DLC pack entitled Magicka Woot has been released, adding lots of new maps, items, and spells to the Magicka Pantheon. The bad news is that the guy in charge of collecting money won't leave the TV because apparently there's a major sport event on, so Paradox has no choice but to let everybody have a new DLC completely free of charge.
Ooh!
Upon further reflection, maybe this is only bad news for Paradox. Magicka Woot allows players to join their favorite robed rapscallions.
That's how you write a PR. That's
I know, right? As they make their way to a wizarding competition only held once every few centuries in the land of Midgard. Aspiring sorcery athletes can face each other in the Olympus Onslaught PvP maps, trying to out-survive one another in the ever-changing elemental roulette arena, or try to stave off trench foot in the pool of undeniable moisture. Oh, my God. Once those grudges are settled, wizards of all nations can band together for the triathlon of terror, skating across a strangely fiery patch of ice and dodging bottomless pits. We should probably mention that nobody told the monsters that a triathlon was in progress, so your chances of survival are pretty slim. Using a slew of quasi-illegal new sporting goods and magics exclusive to challenge and PvP modes, wizards everywhere can compete for the gold, which they really need ever since they forgot how alchemy works. Yay! Magicka Woot includes 4 new PvP maps, 3 new challenge maps, 10 new sporting good items, including dumbbells, water bottles, and the 11-ish racket.
You know how they type.
Yeah, new athletic techniques, magic, including performance enhancements, little blue pill, and the crowd pleasing waves of nasty creatures who hate teamwork, wizards, and robes, and satisfaction not having to spend any money.
Mm-hmm.
Yay! So if you have Magicka, you now have Magicka Woot! What? What?
Oh, my God. I so love Magicka. And I want my computer back. All the good stuff is coming out. What? How come none of these games are out when my computer was working? I was like, oh, God, I don't even want to do any computer gaming.
Yeah.
By the way, we may have a special guest sitting in with us later tonight. Or not. I'm not sure if she'll want to. Our former Gamermatrix alum, ZQ77, is actually coming to visit today. Yay! She's on a plane to speak. So she may sit in with us tonight, so this could get real crazy and ugly.
Is there going to be alcohol involved?
Knowing her, most likely.
I will get started early, and her and I can be the two drunk people on the show.
Oh, my God.
It'll be great. It'll be great.
Oh, my God. All right. Epic Games has some amazing...
Both you and Game Guru are watching Victoria's Secret. Sorry.
Game Guru is watching Victoria's Secret, too?
Yeah, and that dress. I like it.
You see it, right?
It's hot. She's a loser.
The shoes and the dress, they go together. Oh, my God. I want it. Me wants it.
Her hairstyle? I have that second.
Anyway. I'm going to put on this minute because I'm going to put my wig on before I go out. Anyway, you need a wig, Ginger. I told you. You come to visit, I take you to the wig store. You will have all kinds of hairstyles, and you won't even have to comb it. You just put it on, shake it out, and work. Okay, so Epic Games is announcing Impossible Studios. They've announced the opening of Impossible Studios, which is a company they're saying is comprised of highly skilled senior-level development talent. They're based in Hunt Valley, Maryland. Impossible is the latest addition to Epic's network, which includes corporate headquarters in Cary, North Carolina. Do you mean Gary? I don't know. Cheer Entertainment in Salt Lake City, Utah. People Can Fly in Warsaw, Poland. Epic Games Korea in Seoul, Korea, and Epic Games Japan in Yokohama, Japan. Founded in June, Impossible brings world-class game development expertise and creativity to Epic's growing team. With heralded roots in real-time strategy and role-playing entertainment software, Impossible brings its own distinct design and technical sensibilities to Epic's portfolio of games and game technology across major platforms. Led by studio director Sean Dunn, Impossible's first project is the touch-based action role-playing game Infinity Blade Dragons for iOS, and I've seen that on the iOS and have been tempted to buy it many times because it looks amazing. Or Epic, haha. Bad joke, right? Infinity Blade Dragons, which was conceived by Epic's Cary Studio, is being developed in collaboration with Epic and Cheer under Impossible's roof in Maryland. Impossible consists of former employees of Big Huge Games. Remember them? We told you they disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
Creators of the renowned Rise of Nations strategy games, Catan for Xbox Live Arcade, and also Age of Empires 3, The Asian Dynasties for PC, and did you forget, Kingdoms of Amalur, I can never say that. PlayStation 3 and PC.
That one always gets me.
It seems to me if people can't say the name of your game, you probably need to change it. Just call
it
Kingdoms.
Right? Yeah.
Kingdoms. Leave Amalur out so we can at least hear it a few times. Big Huge Games earned the Baltimore Business Journal's Best Places to Work back in 2011 and was also honored as one of the Game Developer Magazine's top 30 developers in the world earlier this year. Epic Games has truly embraced the stellar collection of developers who were displaced by the closing of Big Huge Games, said studio director Sean Dunn. They have looked after us with complete care, giving us all the tools and resources we need to make a lot of gamers happy. Since we are so glad we could help keep this great team together, and we're lucky to have them, said Epic Games president Dr. Michael Katz. At the time, I said that finding a full team of superstars was impossible, and apparently the name stuck. Pairing the imagination and experience of Impossible with Epic's technology, IP, and resources makes for a business greater than the sum of its parts. Caps will lead an Infinity Blade Dungeons panel with the game's lead designer, Ian Fraser, and author Brandon Sanderson at Dragon Con in Atlanta on August 31st, just a few short weeks. Infinity Blade Dungeons is set for release on the App Store later this year, or you can play the current version that's already out there if you want to get a taste of what you're in for. Congratulations to the Big Huge Games people for scoring a new job. What?
Yay, that is awesome. Everybody needs a new job nowadays. Yes, yes, yes.
Now, if I could just say to Epic, could you all open a studio down this way?
Right? Yes, yes, and then hire us to, I don't know, do something, pretty it up. Yeah.
Pretty it up. You know we don't pretty things up.
That's true. We just break it.
That's right. Break it and leave it there and be like, what?
All right. I'm going to try to get through this one without coughing.
You can do it.
Pimp it up and drill to kill. Hell yeah. There will be to play.
Did you say pimp it up?
Yeah, pimp it up and drill to kill.
All right, that's a new phrase for the millennium. Pimp it up.
I know, right? And now what we have all been waiting for, Sega. And our kiddo are happy to reveal, Hell Yeah, Wrath of the Dead Rabbit will be available to download in North America on September 25th for the PlayStation and Xbox Live. And also PC for $14.99, $1,200 MSP, and $14.99, respectively. In Europe, Hell Yeah, Wrath of the Dead Rabbit will be available for all three platforms on October 3rd. You want glitter? You want gold? The Pimp It Up Blingtastic trailer for Hell Yeah, Wrath of the Dead Rabbit has it all. 13 guns to blast those filthy monsters with, 9 wheels to pimp out your slaughter machine, and over 50 masks to slay in style. Sound awesome? Yeah. Alright, so Ash, the Prince of Hell, is not a killer or a thief. Okay, that's not exactly true. But it's not his fault. He has to harvest monster souls, grab diamonds, and loot gold to unlock upgrades and customizations on his quest for vengeance. More power means more comical gore, more penetrating drill power. Ooh, we know what you were thinking. What? Anyways, and more ways to complete 100% of the game while looking good doing it. I was not thinking that, just saying. The devil is in the details, after all. Alright, so, I'm not quite for sure what the hell this game's about, but I have it up on GameNatrix.com this morning. Head over and check it out.
And traffic on I-45. Wait a minute. Wrong newscast. Marissa.
Wrong newscast. Yeah.
Wrong newscast. I'll do that one later. All right. Melissa Mayer is over at Yahoo showing us how it's done, showing you boys how it's done. New Yahoo CEO Marissa Mayer, well known for her obsessive dedication to products like Google Search and Gmail, isn't wasting time. She's shaking it up over Yahoo's complacent corporate attitude. That's right. The former Google executive is pushing Yahoo to focus more on its products and users, a big shift from business-focused chief executives like Scott Thompson and Ross Levinson. This report is coming from the Wall Street Journal. The report notes that Mayer has removed Yahoo's stock ticker from its internal company website, a sign that employees should be more focused on Yahoo's products than on its finances. Amen, girl. Mayer has also expressed interest in revamping Yahoo's search experience, the underlying technology of which is powered by Microsoft's Bing. Yeah, you need to get rid of that. As well as a plan to spread Yahoo's content ads across the web, sources are telling Wall Street Journal. Mayer is also now approving every new Yahoo hire, and she's begun weekly FYI meetings to stay in touch with the employees. See, that's how a woman does it. Work. Mayer previously said, wait a minute, Ginger, did you send me some? Oh, okay. Mayer previously said that she wouldn't reveal any grand plans to fix Yahoo until she reviewed all of its businesses. But judging from the Wall Street Journal's report, it sounds like she hasn't wasted much time in putting her touch on Yahoo. The philosophical shift is also particularly impressive, considering she's only been on the job for a mere 3 weeks, and she's a mom. Hot. For Yahoo, a company that seemed like a black hole of innovation for the past decade, Mayer's singular focus on products can only be a good thing, but it remains to be seen how much innovation Mayer can milk out of Yahoo's existing products. The company could boyo its products through acquisitions, but with only around $2 billion in cash on hand, any purchases would have to be surefire successes to be worthwhile. You go, Melissa.
You go, Melissa. You go. Go, Melissa. Go, Melissa. Go. Go, Melissa. Go, Melissa. Go. All right. So.
Was that Puss in Boots that I just heard?
Yeah, probably in the background. Crying. No.
That
no,
was
you have me locked up. No. Yeah. But she gets into everything. Everything.
Need
all
to
right.
Take pictures of her. I want to watch her grow. She's a little fuzzy.
Yeah. She almost became a shoe the other day.
We're not going to hurt that kid. Why do you talk? You've been around me too long. See, when I say I'm going to hurt the cat, I hurt the cat. I pluck whiskers. I'm lying. But I can't. I want to. I can't.
I know. Oh, so mad at her. Okay, so, dehydrated teenager hospitalized after 4-day COD marathon.
Yes, I saw that yesterday. And just, yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's fine. CBS Cleveland News is reporting that 15-year-old Tyler Rigby has been hospitalized after a 4-day gaming marathon left him severely dehydrated. Reportedly, the Columbus teen locked himself in his room to play Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3. According to his mother, he emerged for the occasional potty and snack break. It's not totally clear from the report, but it sounds like he collapsed during one of those breaks.
Yeah.
It was like he was looking at me, but he wasn't there. It was like he was looking through me, said Jennifer Thompson, Tyler's aunt. We were talking, and I heard a thump, and I looked over, and he just fell. Apparently, Tyler tried to get to his feet because his mother said he fell over 3 times.
Oh, goodness gracious.
He's fine. So he may have to find a new way to occupy his time because, according to his mom, the Xbox is gone. Okay, That's good. Blame the Xbox, Mom. It's not you who allowed your son to stay in his room for 4 days straight playing a game. You're not the parent here or anything, you know? You don't make rules of the house. No.
Yeah, we'll be talking about this tonight. Y'all know how we roll.
Blame the Xbox. Blame the game. It's evil. Yeah, it's not your lack of parenting.
Why would you let your 15-year-old, I have to say, why would you let your 15-year-old child lock themselves in a room with, and we've said this before, in a room without your supervision and let them just play Xbox for 3 days?
No kidding.
You know what?
Mom ought to be slapped. You know, I hope they get her for, like, child endangerment.
This, yes, CPS needs to be called on this woman. He needs to be removed from the home. You people out there that know moms that are not gamers and they have kids that are gamers, and I'm pretty sure some of you do, you direct them over here to Gamer Girls Radio, to some of our shows, and let them hear what we think of them as parents. You don't leave your child 15 years old alone in a room. If they were adults enough to take care of themselves, they would be. They wouldn't be living with you. They'd have their own house and their own car and a job, and they wouldn't be living with you. They're 15 years old by law and by mentality. They are still kids. They need for mom to at least step in and say, "Are you drinking? Did you eat anything?" If you're gonna be if you're gonna be stupid and put the Xbox in their room, then you at least need to check on them. How long?
Exactly.
3 days? You didn't see your child for three
days.
Four days. Girl.
You know, and at that age, what kids go through, 4 days is a big deal. You haven't seen your kids, but maybe a couple of minutes in 4 days. Go check on them.
Yes.
Go make sure they're all right. Kids do stupid crap at that age.
I had probably, when I was between, by the time I hit 12, because, you know, when you're 12, your parents start loosening up the reins a little bit and say, you can walk to the store with your friends. And I actually went a lot of places by myself. I'm very much a loner. But I had, if my mom said, if you're going by yourself, I had a 30-minute window, meaning when I walked to the store, I had 30 minutes to get there and back, and I had to check in. Then if I was going here or there, I had 30 minutes to get there, and then I have to come back and check in, or I have to call. So I don't understand these parents. And it's so much easier now because you can now hand them a phone and say, in 30 minutes, I need to hear from you. Text, call, something. You know, with the secret word that we've set up so I know it's you, text me.
Exactly.
Okay. Text me, call me here. And with GPS, you know, geotagging on, I want your geotagging on at all times.
Yes.
I need to know, even if I can't see you, I'll know exactly where you are. If something happens, you don't respond, I know where to come find you. Or the phone.
What were they thinking?
Neck ringing if I could get a hold of this woman. This is ridiculous. It's like technology has made parenting so much easier for parents, and they don't use it. And it's not like they don't understand. They were kids once. If anything else, pick up a cell phone, learn how to use it, and all this stuff that we have, and know where your child is. Make sure they're not hurt. Hell, Xbox has parental controls. Hello, parents. Have it shut off. He has to come out of the room.
Yes, a certain time or night. You know, your kid needs sleep. You know your kid needs at least 8 hours worth of sleep, especially at that age. At a certain time, I mean, because I understand some places it's still summer, so, you know, 11 o'clock, midnight, whatever, midnight until 8 a.m., that Xbox is shut off, they cannot access.
Yes, mine has a PIN number.
Mm-hmm.
And she can come all she wants and says, you know, Mom, I can't play just that. I'm real sorry you can't play that. I don't know what you're going to do. Unless I'm in there, you can't play.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. I don't get it. I don't get it. And I'm yeah. Later this year, we're going to be looking. I want to look at putting together something for that. I want parents who don't pay attention to their kids and stick them in front of the console as a babysitter. Mm-hmm. You need CPS called on you.
Yes.
Because this should never have happened.
I totally agree. Yeah.
4 days and you didn't see your 15-year-old and you thought it was fine. Mm-hmm. I can't say what I want to say. It's daytime. Okay.
Right.
Wait a minute. Who's tweeting me?
Not me.
Somebody's tweeting me.
Not me.
Joe's saying they use the I'm assuming he means parental controls. They use it, but not the right way, and it makes you upset. Yeah, dope. We're all upset, and then gamer community gets blamed. Those gamers, blah blah blah, did such and such to my son. No, you did it. What is it with the passing blame? Anyway, we're gonna move along from that.
I don't know.
We'll probably rant about it again later on tonight. There's some cool. Well, first I gotta tell you about Ouya.
Ooh, yeah.
I got some other things going on too. Okay, but let me tell you about Ouya first. Ouya apparently has surpassed their funding goal on Kickstarter by $7.6 million.
Holy ever-loving stuff.
Yes, the Android-based video game console Ouya successfully completed, or they actually completed their funding last night, and they raised about $8.6 million in total, and that's roughly $7.6 million more than its original $950,000 goal. According to VentureBeat, Ouya, the startup responsible for the project, gained more than 63,000 backers in less than 1 month. The campaign began on July 10th and earned a Kickstarter record-breaking $2.6 million in its first day. That's beating out, what was those other guys? you know who I'm talking about, the first ones who made the millions. They hit the $1 million milestone in a little over 8 hours. Julie Ehrman, who's the chief executive of Ouya, that's not the same name we've been seeing, is it? Anyway, she told GamesBeat that we are inspired to build Ouya because we disagree with the people that claim consoles are dead. Consoles aren't dead, but the thinking that has guided the console industry is outdated. It is time to challenge the basic assumptions of the business. The overwhelming enthusiasm we saw from folks like Jay Adelson, founder of Dig, Jawbone, founder Hossan Rahman, Flixer founder Joe Greenstein, and former Microsoft Vice President Ed Fries, combined with support of well-known game developers and the backing from the people who funded us on Kickstarter, proved that we weren't the only ones ready to rethink the console business. Those notable backers include Marcus Notchperson of Minecraft developer Mojang. Wow, Ginger, they got one of your peoples. Robert Bowling of Human Element Studio Robotoki, and InFiles Brian Fargo. Ouya will require developers to use the free-to-play model in some way for all software releases signed with OnLive to bring hundreds of games on demand to the platform. It also partnered with notable publishers such as Namco Bandai, Square Enix, securing titles like the Japanese Final Fantasy III, first for home consoles at launch, and other entertainment companies to incorporate services like Vivo, iHeartRadio, Plex, and XNBC. In addition, Bowling will release an episodic prequel to Human Element first on the system. Ehrman said, "For me personally, the Kickstarter experience has been incredibly moving. It's huge to see people rally behind your idea. I'm eternally grateful to those tens of thousands of people who reached into their wallets to back this project, and those are the folks that actually backed us. I have to assume that there are exponentially more people watching Ouya with interest and rooting us on from the sidelines, even if they weren't able to back us. Will we make history? We'll leave that to the historians. Once the Kickstarter ends, we still have a big job to do. Ouya was unable to give a specific number of units sold during the campaign, but it did provide an early ballpark estimate for more than 60,000 units so far."
Wow.
Wow. The system itself, which is about the size of a Rubik's Cube, it says, supports up to four controllers, each with a complete touchpad, and is hardware hacker-friendly. It launches March of next year.
That is crazy.
I bow to your
brain. I hope
it goes through is all I can say. I'm nervous for them.
I think everybody is.
I don't want to be a naysayer, but I'm really nervous. Something is not, my spider sense is tingling as far as this goes. I want to see them do well. I hope it does, but I'm really, really nervous. All right, Ginger, are you ready? Because if you don't, I have another one.
No, I'm ready. People are always, especially that stupid mom, thinking gaming is bad, but you know what? Gaming's not all bad. Yale researchers developing iPad game to prevent HIV infection among youth.
Amazing. That's excellent.
Awesome. Yes. Mm-hmm. Researchers at Yale are developing a video game for the iPad that hopes to prevent HIV infection among ethnic minority adolescents through the use of interactive entertainment. Their research is based on the entire process, appears in Games for Health, a new journal focused on using gaming technology as a tool for improving health and well-being. The Yale research team interviewed three dozen adolescent boys and girls in New Haven, Connecticut, to figure out what factors might encourage or discourage risky behavior. Using the data comprised mostly of first-hand reports, they are trying to develop a video game that will serve as sort of an intervention that will be tailored and relevant to specific at-risk populations. Researchers believe that the 10 to 15-year-old age group is particularly vulnerable to engaging in risky behavior. 10? Really 10? Wow. They based this on 2009 research that found that 33% of ninth graders reported having sexual intercourse, with one-third of them reporting not using a condom during their last...
Ninth grade? What?
I know. And then the research found that ethnic minority youth are disproportionately affected by HIV infection. In in 2009, 73% of diagnoses of HIV infection among 13 to 19-year-olds were in African Americans.
Oh, ninth grade?
The video game is going to be called Play Forward Elm City Stories and is being developed with Digital Mill and Shell Games. In the game, players traverse an interactive world, facing challenges and making decisions about those challenges that bring different risks and benefits. The game presents players with a way to see how their choices affect their lives. More importantly, the game also offers players a chance to do over and avoid the mistakes they made previously. Wow.
Ninth grade?
Ninth grade.
In ninth grade, what was I doing? In ninth grade, I had a boyfriend, but I would not even let him hold my hand.
Oh, wow. Well. Yeah.
You were a bad girl, Ginger?
I wasn't that bad of a girl yet. But,
you were smooching?
I was definitely smooching, yes.
Well, I was smooching, but I'm saying, you know, at school, you couldn't hold my hand, not at school, you know.
Oh, no, you could hold my hand. You could even carry my books for me.
Now, I would smooch you if we were at skating rink on Friday night. I'd smooch you to death. I was a kiss slut, but that was about it. That was as slutty as I got. Where are the parents?
Yeah,
you know what? I have long said this, and I share this with you all. My mother went through a period where she was heavily into drugs. But I think what saved me was the fact that I had a good foundation from jump. You know, I was always told, if you do this, this is, you know, the possible outcome. And once you do this, once you're pregnant, once you've got this disease, you can't undo it.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't go away. It will be with you. That was enough to scare me. I'm wondering what these parents are saying to the kids. Are you just dropping them off at school and saying, okay, teacher's got it? The teachers have, especially in ninth grade, they have like 125 students they have to keep track of. Yeah. It's not like it was, you know, when the elementary school, they have those 30. They have, girl, I don't.
I was a 5A high school, so there were over 300 of us just in my class.
Mm-hmm. I went to a 5A high school, too. I went to Aldine. Yeah, now I'll give you a little bit of that history. Yeah, you can go try to find me. Yes, right. So
yes, we went to state 3 years of my 4 years. I was very upset we didn't go my senior year.
I don't know. We went and I was at the games, but my thing is, in the school alone, or in my graduating class, 1,200 or more. It might have been more than that. So you can't expect teachers to do that. Some of you parents are going to have to step up. I'm so serious. You parents, you're not watching your babies. You're not paying attention to them. And I'm not saying keep your eye on them 24/7, but this is ridiculous. Ninth grade. I can see, yeah, liking boys, yes. Having a little so-called boyfriend, yes. But it should not be going farther than smooching, and you should be making damn sure of that. And in this day and age, again, I stress, you have GPS. I'm telling you, Baby Natrix gets to be 14, I will just show up at random somewhere.
Exactly. And there's nothing wrong with that.
But like, what you doing? Get your hands off the boy. Get off the boy.
Mm-hmm.
You're embarrassing me, and...
may be embarrassing you, but you're going to thank me for this later.
I don't care if she don't thank me for it later. As if anybody here watch Everybody Hates Chris, the tagline for Chris's mother was, I ain't raising no babies. You don't bring any girls home pregnant. I ain't raising no babies. Sorry, Baby Matrix. Not going to happen. Not going to happen. Okay. We're on our soapbox early today, right?
We are.
It's just later it's going to be good when we throw Snow in the mix, because you know she's going to just jump in and cut us off. We're not going to talk the whole show.
Yeah.
The whole entire show. All right, Nintendo's got some new stuff out today. Nintendo has some, well, that's not what I was going to tell you about. I'm sorry, there was something else. EA, the devil, is showing off the Wii U gamepad tricks for FIFA 13 and Mass Effect. You can find these. I'm trying to see where the videos are. Actually, they didn't give any videos. We might grab some pictures for you guys a little bit later. Anyway, supposedly they had their EA Summer Showcase last week, and they announced Madden 13, which we told you about yesterday, and FIFA 13, two of their most popular franchises under the EA Sports label, and they are going to Nintendo's new console. The games are going to join the Wii U port of Mass Effect, developer BioWare's latest in the sci-fi role-playing game franchise, as revealed during E3 back in June. At this time, the Wii U still lacks a concrete release date, though it's expected to arrive sometime this holiday season. Both Mass Effect 3 and FIFA 13 were playable during EA's event, but Madden 13 for the Wii U was conspicuously absent, we hear. According to VentureBeat, FIFA 13, EA's longest-running Soccer series incorporates some pretty neat tricks using the Wii U's gamepad, which makes FIFA 13 just a little more accessible to the average player who might not grasp its complex control schemes. Might also be good for disabled gamers. On the touchscreen, you'll find a few different tabs, each of which features a host of options for which developers called its passive control system. In co-op play, this allows one person to play on the gamepad. Currently, FIFA currently supports only one of them at a time, while another player can stick to the regular controller. The first tab mirrors the action on your television, and at any time, you can use the gamepad as a freeform camera to observe the field. If you shake it while you possess the ball, you activate touch control shooting. A virtual net pops up without the goalie, and with the press of a finger, you can choose where to aim your kick. The longer you press it down, the harder the kick will be. Ooh, do they have fights in that game like they used to in the Madden? Where you're like, if the ball hits him in the face, does he run off? Anyway, so that would be hot.
Yeah.
They have something called the Manager Central, which relinquishes direct control of the players to the AI and lets you have a top-down view of the match, where the players look like colored dots. So in this mode, you can engage in touchscreen passing by simply tapping on the teammates you want to pass to. So if you want to send any particular player on the run, you just tap his dot and drag your finger telling him where to go. That is so hot. But if the opposing team is on the attack, you can tap their current possessor of the ball, and your nearest control AI teammate will try to tackle or intercept the ball from him. There's also a third tab that deals with substitutions. So during halftime, this is where you can give individual pep talks to players as a way of motivating. Are they putting some RPG in it? I got to play it. Do it right, and they receive a boost in their stats for the rest of the match. Criticize them too much, and it just might backfire on you with negative attitudes and a sharp decrease in performance. Two other tabs deal with formations and tactics. The first can switch your team's formation on the field in real time, while the latter allows you to dictate more granular aspects of FIFA 13, such as how aggressive you want your defense to be, or even the general mentality of the team. Most of the features on ME3 and the Wii U, getting into that one, uses a gamepad's touchscreen with controls that offer an alternative way to micromanage your squad. For instance, a map is always present on the controller screen, adapting dynamically whenever you change elevations at a given level. This displays the whereabouts of your enemies as well as those of your fellow. See that? I don't want to know. If you want your allies to move to a specific position, you can just drag their arrows in the direction you want them to go. You can position on either side of the map. This is kind of like Ghost Recon used to be, ironically. That's what it looks like. You used to be able to see the map, the whole map, and then you could position your people where you want them to go. And then you would go run your mission, and, of course, if they screwed up, they screwed up. But I like it. They're saying perhaps the most impressive part of ME3 on the Wii U is the capability to switch the game from playing on your TV to playing on the gamepad in case someone else needs to use the TV just by holding the home button. That is hot.
That is hot.
They're saying for those of you who've never played a Mass Effect game before, two Dark Horse produced interactive comics preface ME3, giving us new people, because I'll be new, a chance to explore the major plot decisions from ME1 and ME2. And one of them, called the Genesis comics, previously debuted on the PlayStation 3 version of ME2, but the second is brand new, so even you older people won't have seen this one. It looks like they're doing some interesting things.
Totally. All right, I'm sorry. I was trying to halfway kind of watch this before I talk about it.
Uh-oh.
Up on GamePolitics.com this morning, they have footage of the Kim.com raid.
Oh, is it bad?
It is so bad. So bad. He was not joking. Helicopters, police dogs, dozens of law enforcement all to gather up Kim.com.
Like he was Scarface.
Yes. Kim.com described the raid on his mansion as excessive. While that sounds like something a defendant might say, watching this news report out of New Zealand featuring footage from the raid will help you come to the same conclusion. Watching law enforcement enter into the compound of the mansion with police dogs, helicopters, and dozens of agents might make you think that Osama bin Laden was still alive and under siege
right?
in the quaint New Zealand mansion.
Oh, God.
This is nuts.
Can you
tweet this video?
Yeah,
because it's up on YouTube, so I'm going to tweet it.
Oh, my God.
This is ridiculous. Oh, what were y'all be... this is getting sick. This is getting just disturbing.
I'm not understanding...
What, was he some kind of violent warlord? Was he some kind of drug lord that you're afraid, you know, the whole place is going to go up in, like, a ball of fire if you broke in?
Pretty much.
It was Kim.com. He ran a legal website. Illegal website.
A very legal one. this is
this is disgusting and disappointing, and this makes me sick to be part of the U.S. at the moment.
And this happened. Well, in the U.S., we're the ones who came in and get him, right?
We helped the New Zealand people. We kind of urged them to do this. But yes, we were apparently there as well. All to gather up, Kim.com.
Wow. All right. Well, real quickly, while this is on my mind, go U.S. Go our U.S. ladies, our U.S. women's basketball team for the Olympics is playing Australia. And I have some relatives in Australia. What? We're gonna take it to the net, girl. Okay.
Yes,
anyway.
Yes. Exactly.
I'm trying to look at this footage. This is amazing.
It's not even like it was like a heavily fortified anything. It's a mansion. The driveway was open. The gate was open.
Okay. Here's what makes this look. Girl, they actually have those rockets like they had in Desert Storm. This is what I'm looking at. This is what it looks like. And we'll be talking about this later when we can use the proper language, because this requires some really dirty language.
And there's Kim.com. Does he look threatening besides that he might, you know, eat your lunch and sit on you?
The thing is, with all the surveillance they were doing, they would know if he had weapons and if he was dangerous. Wouldn't he have guards outside?
He had nothing. Like I said, the front gate was open. The house is a pretty little white mansion. Oh, I say little white mansion, but it was
yes,
a pretty
huge
white mansion. It didn't look anything. I mean...
Oh, my
God. We
can
see more security guards on our little starlets' mansions, you know?
Yeah. This is amazing. If you haven't seen this footage, make sure you watch it on Twitter, and we'll be talking about it later, so we'll probably have it in the chat room if you're not listening live and you want to take a look at it or watch it with us again later on. I am amazed that they sent all of this. And there's another truck they're sending in. They just kept sending in a vehicle after vehicle full of soldiers. Like he... You know what, Kim, if you're able to, I say sue the hell out of them.
No kidding. And they went out with, like, AK-47s and everything?
Yes, with this pregnant wife in the house. That's what scares me. What if she had been coming down the stairs at the wrong time, or one of the kids had been running in and they shot one of them?
No kidding.
This was completely unnecessary.
This is not Osama bin Laden. This is
Kim.com.
Kim.com.
He doesn't even have a criminal history of violence.
He was probably sitting there playing on the internet or playing on the Xbox or something.
No history. Nowhere have we seen anything that said he was violent, okay? A douchebag, yes. He may have stole a little money, but this was completely overkill and unnecessary to go into his home this way.
Wow.
You could have just said, you could have just knocked on the door, a couple of cop cars, and said, hey, we came to get you, let's go. And you could have had these people on standby, obviously, yes, if he got violent. Then you call in and say, hey, we need a SWAT team to come in. He's holding up in the house. He's got a gun. Then you call them in. But he doesn't have a history of violence. There was no reason to do this at all. It makes no sense. Oh, people, mm-hmm. I'm thinking about the pregnant mom is what I'm thinking about. This could have gone horribly, horribly awry, horribly. All right. Wow.
Okay.
I'm still looking at this like I cannot believe it.
I know.
I can't believe
it. I had to keep going like back through it, and I was like, really?
Kim, you did not deserve it.
Sue.
Sue until you can't sue anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Sue, you can't sue anymore. That is nuts.
Call the United States of Kim.com. I don't really care. All right, so new DLC for Lego Batman.
Lego.
Or as they said, holy heroes and villains back then. Warner Brothers Interactive Entertainment announced two new DLC packs for LEGO Batman 2 DC Super Heroes, the number one selling video game of June 2012, according to the NPD Group, which we also shared with you every Monday, charts. It is available now for a mere $1.99 on the Xbox Live and Xbox Live Marketplace, if you can find it, and the PlayStation Network. The Heroes and Villains DLC packs unlocks exciting new sets of characters to play in free play mode. Your heroes that you'll be getting, Nightwing, Katana, Shazam, Zatanna, plus the brand new Robin, Bruce Wayne's son, Damian Wayne. Did Batman have a son? Ooh, with who? Interesting. Villain.
I don't know. I'm trying to think
who wouldn't?
Nah.
Who wouldn't? Not who would. Who wouldn't do that? Because I would. I'd love to have Batman as baby daddy. Anyway, villain pack includes Bizarro, Captain Cold, Black Adam, Black Manta, and Gorilla Grodd. Nice. Lego Batman 2 DC Super Heroes is the perfect way to bring the blockbuster Batman franchise home for the entire family to enjoy together. Now available in stores everywhere, Lego Batman 2 DC Super Hero introduces an original Lego adventure filled with action and humor as gamers of all ages explore, solve puzzles, and help put an end to the evil plans of the notorious villains Lex Luthor and the Joker.
Wow. So somebody got it on.
Somebody got some Bruce Wayne.
Hot. Well, he's like a millionaire, right? So
millionaire, he's hot, he's a superhero.
He's got all kinds of gadgets.
Yeah. Oh. He knows how to use them.
He's got a bat cage.
That's right. Man.
He knows how to use handcuffs. Rhode Island Studios game assets. Yeah. The Rhode Island Economic Development Corporation and Bank of New York Mellon Trust Corporation are now part of the proud owners of the game's assets of 38 Studios. While we doubt the state of Rhode Island will be releasing Kingdoms of Amalur. Did we already read this?
I don't know, girl.
Anyways, while we doubt the state of Rhode Island will be releasing Kingdoms of Amalur 2 or Cornificus. Cornificus?
Is it Amalur? Amalur?
Yeah. You know what? Name your game something I can say. Anytime soon, we can expect that they will offer the assets.
Oh, my God.
For both of those franchises, up for sale at some of the not-so-distant future. U.S. Bankruptcy Court Judge Mary Walrath granted request by the Rhode Island Economic Development Corporation and Bank of New York Mellon Trust Company to take control of the company's assets. It is expected that the intellectual property related to the action RPG series and the MMO set in the same universe will be sold through a receivership proceeding in Rhode Island, with the proceeds going towards paying down the loan taken out by Kurt Schilling's company. 38 Studios filed for Chapter 7 bankruptcy protection on June 7th after letting all of its employees go and defaulting on a loan earlier in the year. The company borrowed $75 million in state government bonds. The company hired fantasy writer R.A. Salvatore and comic book icon and toy maker extraordinaire Todd McFarlane to work on the games and acquired Big Huge Games to help develop both the Kingdom of Amalur Reckoning and the upcoming MMO project Copernicus? Anyways. All right, R.A. Salvatore, really? That's who you hired? I can't even hardly get through. Is he, she, whoever's books. I can't. I'm sorry. I usually can't put down a book. R.A. Salvatore, I can't seem to pick back up. You hired that person.
Right. Okay, I got some amazing news, and part of the reason why I just screamed, oh my God, Ginger is very professional, so she kept right on reading.
Yay!
But I actually was frightened because I just got some amazing news, which is going to get, this is bad, Ginger, this is going to be bad for us, so you know it's bad. Ginger, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for what I'm about to do to you, and all of us for that matter. Remember a few months ago when we told you AMC's The Walking Dead was coming out with a Facebook game, and we were like, where the hell is it? Well,
yeah.
Today, AMC and Rocky announced the launch of The Walking Dead social game, a story-based Facebook game based on AMC's TV series. Fans are invited to step into the zombie-filled network where they will fight for their lives, help friends survive, and embark on chilling adventures with characters and settings from the show. You can play the game right now, which is what I did. I clicked on it, not realizing what I was clicking on by accident, and a gunshot went off. That's when I went, oh, my God, while Ginger was reading.
Oh, no!
The Walking Dead social game is supposed to blend elements of strategy and survival horror to create a unique tension-filled social gaming experience. And if you listen very carefully, you can hear the zombies in my ear threatening to bite me. Faced with an ever-present threat from man-eating zombies called walkers, players use combat, stealth, and trickery to stay alive and to complete missions in their quest to survive the apocalypse. The audience for AMC's The Walking Dead are passionate and deeply interested in the world of the show. Mac McKeon, who's AMC's SVP of Digital, is also quoted as saying, our social game allows them to explore and experience the zombie apocalypse for themselves.
Yay!
Along with their friends. That's right. The game offers a stat-based system based on the characters' attributes such as stamina, shooting accuracy, range of movement, and vision, like a real game. And as you progress, you earn points based on your skill, which enable you to improve these stats. This allows for players to customize their skill set of their squad members. Yes, that's right. You'll have squad members. No one is safe. Even stop it, zombies, back up. No one is safe, as even the player's own Facebook friends may turn and attack as bloodthirsty walkers. I love it.
Yay!
Woo! I get to bite Ginger finally.
No!
The game was developed by Eyes Wide.
Don't bite me, no.
Josh Grant is the SVP and GM of Studio Partners at Rocket. You are too tasty. Gamers are ready for a more robust gameplay experience on Facebook. He says, we're bringing a thrilling survival horror experience to a more social platform that longtime gamers and fans new to the gaming space can enjoy. AMC concluded the second season of The Walking Dead on March of this year. The episode was viewed by a record-breaking 9 million viewers, and the series reigns as the most watched drama series in basic cable for adults 18 to 34, adults 18 to 49, and adults 24 to 54. AMC's Walking Dead is based on the comic book series written by Robert Kirkman and published by Image Comics. And it tells the story of the months and years that follow after a zombie apocalypse and follows a group of survivors led by the police officer Rick Grimes, who is so hot, who traveled in search of a safe and secure home. The Walking Dead Season 3 premieres Sunday, October 14th at 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific Time on AMC. I cannot wait. I'm so excited about the game. Can you hear the zombies?
No.
You don't hear them in my ear?
No.
Wait a minute. Let me try and see if I can. Wait, listen. Listen.
No, I don't hear it. Oh, wait.
Yes.
There's something.
That. That's it.
Yeah. All right, so. Minecraft.
Oh, wait. Joe wants to know where to play. You can find them. It is apps.facebook.com/AMC Walking Dead Game. Will at least get you in the vicinity. You can also do a /AMC is what I have.
Yay. All right. Mojang Minecraft XBLA selling 17,000 copies a day. Mojang has revealed that it is on its way to doubling profits over last year thanks to the Xbox Live version of Minecraft. The company tells It24 that profits have really soared this year and that it is selling over 17,000 copies of the Xbox Live version of the game every day. Since Mojang keeps more of the earnings from the new Minecraft versions, our turnover increases is a lot this year. Mojang Managing Director Carl Manet told It24, our profits will more than double. Marcus's company will also make more money, though perhaps not as high a percentage as Mojang. Anyways. Last year, Mojang raked in revenues of £52 million, francs, lindens, whatever, it's $81.4 million USD, and profits of 5.5 lindens, francs, pounds, whatever, $8.61 million USD, and $62.62 million USD went back into Marcus Persons' company Notch Development. That is nuts, but I don't blame them because I'm thoroughly addicted, though I am looking for a new server. So if you have a preferably PvP server, or I don't really care, a survival server that you know about that you play on that's not super laggy, let me know. I'll come play because the server I've been playing on, I told them last night they could shove it. So.
Ginger.
What?
I'm going to say this from the bottom of my heart. Don't play it.
I love it. I'm addicted to it. But seriously,
I
was in an arena and the server went down and they would not refund me my digits, which is the currency on that server, to get into the arena again. So it was like, it went down, it was y'all's fault, you're not going to refund me. Screw you!
Ginger, I meant The Walking Dead. Don't do it.
Oh, don't do it? No.
I just killed my first walker, and I'm hooked already. It's too late. Ginger, run!
Too late? Do I need to shoot you in the knee?
I'm with Shane, so he'll probably shoot me in the knee, but
Oh, no!
He's hot, though. I don't mind. Go ahead, shoot me in the knee. If I'm going to be killed, it might as well be by somebody.
So that person that they shot in the knee and left, was that a good guy or a bad guy?
It was a good guy.
Was it a bad guy who shot him in the knee?
He was what you call chaotic neutral. You know, he just kind of does whatever he does. It's either good or it's bad.
Wow.
And he's very hot. Oh, God, was he hot. Oh, I love you.
Wow, that's not cool.
I'm hooked. Ginger, this is not like our normal Facebook games. This is an actual game. I am hooked. Do you hear me?
All right, I'll have to go check it out in a little bit.
Y'all,
you know, I need more game addictions, right?
Oh, God. My hands are shaking, man. I'm serious. Tap. Hit the vein. Must have more Walking Dead.
I know, and some of y'all need to get APB because my usual APB people have been like MIA. I'm all like alone.
If somebody out there would kindly send me instructions on how to underclock my video card, I will be back in there with you. I need some assistance underclocking.
Underclock your video card.
Yes. It is running hot. That's what's wrong with Frankie. Her video card, it doesn't like graphically intensive things. And she works just fine and will display games, but she starts to run hot. And I believe, you know, a surge did something that infected the fan or something. Mm-hmm. And I don't think I can put any more fans inside. I've got like 3, I think, already. And then she has a fan on her because she's a badass video card. But it's not enough. So I need to either – I can't figure out how to fix the settings, but what I have read is I can underclock it, which will make the fans amp up a little faster, which will keep her cooler. So if anybody out there knows how to underclock a GT or a GeForce 9600 GT NVIDIA video card, send me the instructions, and I'm all back in. It's just that easy.
What you do is you take the side off, and you get a box fan. You put the box fan directly up.
Yeah, I did that. It's not enough.
Wow.
My girl is serious business. She needs some serious cooling. And my side stays off. Although I was told that's not a good idea. I was told by somebody that it actually is counterproductive for keeping your case cool. So maybe I'll put the side back on and see what happens.
Yeah, it disrupts the airflow.
Yeah, that's what he said. It's actually not pulling air into the case to keep it cool. So I may try putting the side back on probably over the weekend. Not now. And see if that helps at all. If it does, then I'm in.
Yay, baby, in. She's in.
Okay, we got 4 minutes, and it's my turn. So I'm gonna do this for the little people and
Yay!
Hope that Matrix doesn't hear because she'll come running in. Big Time Rush, you know those little boys groups that are gonna break up.
Yeah.
And it's gonna go Justin Timberlake eventually. We all know it's coming. They are coming to Dance Party on the Wii. This is from Game.
Yay!
Game Mill Entertainment said they're planning to release Big Time Rush Dance Party on the Wii from Nintendo and Big Time Rush Backstage Pass. Big Time Rush Backstage Pass for the Nintendo DS handheld system. This is based on Nickelodeon's hit TV show and teen music phenomenon, Big Time Rush. Players are given an all-access backstage pass to experience the thrill of on-stage performances as they sing and dance to the beat of the boy band's hit songs. Big Time Rush kicked off their Big Time Summer Tour July 5th, where fans will get a sneak peek of the upcoming game set to release holiday 2012. They said these games give the fans a taste of what life on the road during a tour is all about, and we're stoked to give the players the feeling of what it's like to join us backstage on the bus and performing live, making them feel like they're a member of our band. In Big Time Rush Dance Party, we players dance and sing along with Kendall, James, Carlos, and Logan. Logan's the one that's going to go solo, I'm telling you, just because of the name. As the guys record their album, practice choreography, and start touring on the way to the big concert, players can unlock exclusive cutscenes for up-close and personal footage that can only be found in the game. Big Time Rush Backstage Pass for Nintendo DS offers on-the-go fun featuring songs that include fan favorites like Till I Forget About You, Boyfriend, and Stuck. Players follow along with the beat of the selected tracks using the touch screen to tap, hold, drag, and scribble on cue to earn maximum points. Fans can watch music-style videos to see behind-the-scenes views of the band in action from on stage to the tour bus and more. Yay! You know what? I got a question because we're about to have to go, and we'll probably talk about this tonight. You know how Samsung and Apple are fighting, and Apple saying Samsung stole their technology about touchscreen? Why isn't Nintendo going after Apple for the same thing? Technically, they made touchscreen first with the Nintendo DS years before an iPad hit the scene. Just saying. All right. It's about
that. What happened was.
It's about that time for us to cut out. We will be back here later on tonight. Some of us will be drinking, I'm guessing. You can drink, but please be at home. Please don't be out in the public drinking.
Yeah.
And we will talk to you guys later on.
Excuse me. Excuse me. I got to be the
Jen.
Later, boy.